Say welcome back to Meech Speaks.
Welcome back to Meech Speaks.
Meech Speaks.
Welcome back to Meech Speaks.
Welcome back to Meech Speaks.
Welcome back to Meech Speaks. Welcome back to Meech Speaks.
I want to say something. A pie, motherfucker.
All right, what's going on, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Meech Speaks. I'm Demetrius Thigpen, also known as Meech Speaks, and let's go ahead and get started with today's episode. Dog, that sounded so weird to say. You know what I mean? Like, that sounded weird to say, and to be honest with you, man, like, I'm saying welcome back to another episode of Meech Speaks, but I mean, to be honest with you, it's welcome to the last episode of Meech Speaks. You know, so I think like shit, that overall, this is already just like a weird feeling coming into it.
Absolutely. And bro, I think I'm proud of you and I'm honored to be on this episode, which you know what I mean, because I do feel like some feelings may arise. And you know, at any time, you already know how we rocking. If you need to take a moment or whatnot, because this was your baby for so long. So I can only imagine, bro. So really quick, bro, for the people that's listening, do you mind kind of sharing? Because I'm pretty sure people like RT came and stole them for his show. It's not that. You know, some people probably thinking I didn't read all the comments and stuff. I hear people saying, oh, he's quitting podcasting altogether. He burnt out. I done heard people say he's done just with the internet. Like, I didn't heard all of these fake analogies on why they're thinking that you're quitting or you're transitioning into a different podcast. So, bro, can you please just clear the air, if you don't mind, and just tell people exactly what it is, what makes this the last episode of a great show of Meech Speaks?
Man, first and foremost, man, like, one thing I'm not going to be doing is quitting podcasting. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's one of the biggest things is that, like, podcasting is what helped me find my gift in speaking. But I think one of the biggest things and the reason why I'm walking away from Meech Speaks, or I'm deciding to close this chapter, is the fact that I decided to give New a chance. You know what I mean? Ooh. Like, and I don't think a lot of people really understand that. You know, like, to give New a chance. And you got to think about it, bro. Like, I've been podcasting. Man, I've been podcasting since 2019. And to be honest with you, like, I didn't even really consider myself a podcaster, bro. Like, I actually considered myself a speaker. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, I the reason why I even, and for like the day one listeners knew that this podcast originally was called Motivation for the Wandering Soul. Yeah. And it started because I wanted to be a motivational speaker. Okay. And I was like, well, people haven't heard me speak, and the best way to hear me speak is to do a podcast. So I had that idea on Monday, and by Friday, I launched a podcast. I had no idea what the fuck I was doing, bro. I had no idea what the fuck I was doing.
That's real.
And I wanted to sound like all the other motivational podcasts out there. So in my earlier episodes, I was like, hey, guys, you know, this is Demetrius Thigpen. Bro, I wasn't even Meech Speaks yet. You know what I mean? Like, I hadn't even became him yet. You know, I was just Demetrius Thigpen. And I was just on there just figuring it out, bro. Like, I was in a closet. I had a gaming headset. I had my Galaxy Note 2. I had the Anchor app recording, bro. Just putting out that shit in a closet, bro. Like, I had music in the background in the very beginning. And obviously, you know, like, those are humble beginnings. But at the exact same time, like, it was during those periods where I was just growing, and it was a lot of learning pains. And, you know, here it is now, 2023, and I finally got a clear vision of what I wanted to do with podcasting.
You know
what I mean? Like, which is so crazy, because the only reason why I started podcasting was I wanted to be a speaker. So, to be honest with you, in my very earlier episodes, bro, I really, it didn't hold as much weight as it did now. Now, here I am, and I'm realizing, like, bro, like, at the end of this road, you're going to have a number one podcast.
Absolutely.
But how are you going to create that number one podcast? And I looked at my show, and I looked at what I had did and all the different sounds that I had found, and I realized that I got the experience. I want to start something new. You know, I want to start something new with the right people. And that's why, like, you know, like we founded that connection and created the Talking Crazy podcast.
Yes.
But as we started building with the Talking Crazy podcast, because just like in the very beginning, the Talking Crazy podcast was called Unpack Fridays.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we were still trying to figure out who we were talking to, what we were talking about. And once it all became submitted, I think it also made me realize is that what we talking about on this show is what I was talking about on Meet Speak. So I never really walked away from my purpose.
Yeah.
I'm walking into a different building. I'm walking into a different vehicle. I'm walking into a different chapter. And I feel like if I truly want to walk into this chapter and allow God to use me for the purpose that he gave me, to allow my gift to flourish, you know, to allow something to be successful, I feel like I got to close that chapter. So that's what I mean when I say, like, I'm giving new a chance.
Mm, that's super deep, bro. Super deep. And, you know, I think I'm talking to somebody right now, bro, because when I hear you say all of that, bro, I hear a couple of things. The first thing I hear is when somebody's opening a new chapter, it's not always a negative reason why. You know what I mean? It's not always something happened or they're giving up on something. Sometimes it's literally the alignment of things. So for a lot of people, you know, they're transitioning in their transition and you're seeing that unfold in front of you. And a lot of times outside looking in, you're not understanding that. But what a lot of people got to understand is that existence in itself is perfectly crafted to support your alignment. You know what I mean? So like you said, everything that you went through from starting off was literally to support your alignment for where you were headed. Like you had to go through the trials and tribulations. So when you hit a new journey, like you said, you hit a new chapter. It wasn't you giving up on the other things. It was just your footprints heading into a different direction to help support your overall goal. And I think for a lot of people, they don't always view new chapters in that light. You know what I mean? They always view, I got to start a new chapter because the old one was bad. Like, no, you had a great run with Meet Speaks. But then, like you said, you literally seen it in the transition. That's why I say transitioning in the transition, that it was more to come, bro. So if you don't mind speaking to that part, like, how was it for you transitioning in that transition? Like, once you start noticing a shift for you and noticing, like you said, finding almost like a sense of peace, how was that for you to kind of make that final decision to say, you know, because it's easier said than done. So how did you make that final decision to say, I'm not doing two podcasts, I'm doing one?
Man, I think it was during the infant stages of our podcast.
You know, okay.
Where I'm sitting back and we're doing the cover art, you know, and I think that was really one of the bigger eye openings, because I didn't do that, bro. Like I did not do that with my show, bro. Like I literally grabbed that cover art, threw some shit together, and just was like, that's a podcast. You know what I mean? Fuck it.
Yeah.
This is a name. This, you know, like, despite popular belief, bro, like, I actually hated my name, bro. Like, I actually hated
it. Wow. Wait, Meet Speaks?
Extraordinary Thoughts for the Ordinary Mind.
Okay, got you. Okay.
It always would get on my nerves because it was just so long. And I felt like I felt like I was just boxed in. Like, I couldn't change it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it just would always irritate me because it was like, hey, I have a podcast. What's it called? Extraordinary Thoughts for the Ordinary Mind. And it would be such a mouthful, and it forced me to have to talk fast, you know? And being in our podcast, being at the ground floor, you see things that you didn't see the first time around.
Gotcha. You know what
I mean? It was like a song that I had heard before.
Okay.
But here I am coming back now. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
And also, bro, like, I was in a dark place when I started Meet Speaks, bro. Like, I was a fucking alcoholic.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, let me phrase
that. Thank you for sharing.
I was in a dark place when I was doing Extraordinary Thoughts. Okay. I was, you know, that's when I was realizing about my anxiety. I was realizing about my depression. I was realizing that I'm a real fucking alcoholic. So a lot of things that I shared were things that I was going through in the very beginning. And I didn't have any experience. I just talked.
Okay.
You know? So to answer your question, I realized during the transitioning process that I was transitioning out, I had then outgrow my show, bro. I had to outgrow my show, and I want to say that, and I'm not saying that in the way of, oh, I'm better than this, or, you know, like, I don't need, no, bro, like, the show helped me become who I am, but I grew out of that show almost a year and a half ago.
Bro, I'm sorry, bro, I'm at a loss for words, because that one hit me hard, bro. What you just said hit me so hard, because, oh, man. I don't think listeners realize what you just said, bro. So if you don't mind, let me paraphrase it basically, bro. For somebody that's listening to him, he basically just said, your new chapter is going to require a certain level that you reach where people has less accessible access to you. And you're going to have to basically give up all toxicity. Because like you said, bro, you were going through so much, but yet, the world thought you had it all together, but yet, literally, you just overcame so much, and you kind of, like you said, started this new chapter, which, like I said, I think that's so impactful, because I think a lot of people start a new chapter with the same problems they had before.
Bro, I'll tell you right now, dog, like, I would do that show, I would do episodes, bro, and I would cry after those episodes. You know what I mean? I would be crying on air. To be honest with you, in the very, very early episodes, bro, like, I was showing up drunk. You know what I mean? Like, I was actually showing up drunk on air. Like, if you listen to, like, my very earlier episodes and listen to how I'm talking, that's because I'm slurring my words. I'm drunk. You know what I mean? And then on top of that, I'm going through the shit that I'm talking about. So I'm crying on air, and then I'm crying off air, you know what I mean? And then everybody's loving this, and it's like, nah, bro, like, I'm asking for help. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, I'm going through it, you know what I mean? Right. And I owe it to it, and I really want to take a moment to just say, like, despite anything that I've ever said up until this point, I owe it to my show for helping me get through so much. You know, to be honest with you, dog, like,
you good?
I owe it to my show for keeping me alive. Because there was a moment when suicide was on the table. There was a moment when I relapsed. There was a moment when there was a lot of moments where it was just, I wasn't me. And if I didn't have that space to vocalize what I was going through during those times, I don't know if I would have been able to get through. So I owe it to my show, because it kept me alive at one point.
Man, that's so amazing, bro. Because like you say, when I hear that, you know, I'm at a loss for words, honestly. Like you said, this is a touching episode for me because, bro, like I said, I don't think people realize how vulnerable you being now. You know what I mean? And I think a lot of times when people see outside looking in at the time, you got damn near 12,000 followers. You got you're doing guest speaking. You're getting booked. And sometimes outside looking in, they think, oh, this guy has it all. But like you said, just to hear that your gift saved your life, because, yeah, your show and your podcast saved your life, but also your gift, because that's your gift, what you were put here for. And the fact that you acknowledge that, and the fact that you kept pushing through and you didn't give up, bro, I'm so grateful, and I love you so much, because I know how dark those places could be, and somebody right now is going through something, and I'm hoping that their gift or something that they're doing is help keeping them here, because like you say, bro, fuck the show for a minute, you know, fuck the show for a minute. We're friends at the end of the day, you know what I mean? We've been friends for a very long time, so just to hear that and to know how much pressure the world has on us as males already, bro. I'm just, like I said, one, I'm grateful that you shared that, because I definitely know that just helps somebody else listening. But two, bro, I'm just grateful that you're here, because you're a great fucking friend to me. You know what I mean? That, like, bro. I said, I'm honored to even be doing another show with you, because like you said, I feel in a way that show is saving me too. Like, I look forward to unpacking, because I haven't always had a space, you know what I mean? And I can definitely resonate with what you said of not having a space where I can feel myself feel comfortable. So to come and talk and it be no judgment, like you say, I can definitely see how that helped. But bro, I'm just so grateful that you're still here, bro.
No, man, I appreciate that, man, and I love you more. You know, and I think that was one of the biggest things going into the show. You know what I mean, Liz, Dad. Yep. When I tell people, like, I had no idea that people was going to resonate with that. I had no idea people was going to resonate with it, bro. I literally was just on there just saying what was going on in my life. You know what I mean? Like, I was just saying it. And people were like, hey, I heard your show. And I'll be like, what do you think? And they'd be like, no, I love it. And I'm like, what? Right. What? Bro, I'm in that motherfucker yelling in a mic. You know what I mean? Right. You know, and then there would be some topics where I'm just like, I would be so embarrassed to put them out there. And those would be the topics that people would love. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because I was just literally. But I also felt like all of that love and the fact that people were resonating with so many things, it felt like I was so confined because it was like, bro, like, I don't want to talk about shit that I'm already getting through. You know what I mean? Like, I'm healing also on each episode. So, you know, people will be like, hey, can we talk about this? And it's like, dog, like, I kind of talked about that last week or three months ago. You know, and there was other aspects about me that I just wanted to explore. And I felt like that was one of the bigger reasons why I felt like I started to grow a little bit out of it. And I think one thing that I really want to convey, man, is that just because you've done something for so long doesn't mean that you're bound by it. You know what I mean?
No.
Things come in your life for a purpose, on purpose. And I saw this quote a while back, and it was like, you know, you may meet an angel in your life, and that person is going to come during a trying time. And that person's purpose is to keep you together, is to protect you during that period. But don't get attached to that person, because once you leave that trying time, that the halo is going to be lifted and the angel is going to leave out of that person's body, and then they will go back to being a stranger to you again.
Yeah.
And like, to be honest with you, man, like, that's what I kind of feel like Extraordinary Thoughts for the Ordinary Mind was, you know, or Weak Speaks or Motivation for the Wandering Soul or whatever name that I have put on it. You know, I felt like it was that thing for me during that trying time. But the moment that I grew out of it, or I grew from it, that's when I started to realize, like, bro, like, I can really take this somewhere. But there's so much of this. There's so much of my, like, there's so much of this right here that can't come with me.
Yeah. No, I think that's brilliant, bro. And I think a lot of our passion started that way. You know what I mean? Like, think about boxers. You know, a lot of times they start boxing because they're so fucking angry. You know what I mean? And at that time, I don't know if you could really consider them boxers. They're more brawlers. You know what I mean? Because they're in there just throwing punches, throwing anger around, which is nothing wrong, but they're nothing wrong with that. But they're never going to be as great as they could be once they let go of the anger, learn how to control their emotions, and actually learn the skill behind the trait. But a lot of times they do it to save their lives, like you said, because I got a homeboy that was literally, he got into boxing at a young age, bro. And I remember growing up, I never even noticed why he was so angry. You know what I mean? Like, as kids, we don't think about that. He was getting abused by his dad. So he got in there and he literally was just fighting, bro. And I remember the first time he got knocked out, I was at his fight. It was at, what's that place called? It's downtown, bro. What is it called? When they come to me, I'll tell you. But it's literally downtown. It's where all the amateur fights at, bro, and stuff like that. He got knocked out, and he was excited. And he was like, I can finally let it go. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, I could finally let go of all the baggage that I held, because I was winning every fight, but I was fighting against my dad in the ring every time, bro. And not to compare situations, but it kind of makes me feel like what you were just saying, of a lot of times we battle something for so long and we hold on for so long, where I think one of the biggest things that you did, bro, and I hope somebody learned from you, is to let things go, because you can't grow without letting things go. You know what I mean? So how did you get to that place of, like, what was it like you were so drained, you were so tired, but what was that final straw that you was like, I gotta let this go?
Oh, man. I'll say about a year and a half. Year and a half ago, bro, I came out of a rough patch. I'm still podcasting, but as I'm in this rough patch, I'm venting in on my podcast, and these episodes are like probably like my most transparent episodes, my most rawest episodes. Mm-hmm. You know, people loving them, but then I come out of it, you know what I mean, and now I start having a moment of clarity, and I start listening to my podcast because a fun fact, bro, like I've actually never even listened to Meech Speaks. Listen to it.
Okay.
Never have. I wasn't a podcast listener. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Also, the reason why I never listened to Meech Speaks is because I don't want to hear that shit again. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to hear it again. I just cleared my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not something that I'm making where I can run it back. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
I just cleared my spirit.
No.
You know? So I don't need to hear it again. I was there when it happened. You know what I mean?
No.
And as I started to realize that, man, like, I started listening to other podcasts and I started realizing, like, what I really had and what I was doing with my show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I'm rebranding, and there was a period where I just sat back and I just rebranded, you know what I mean? And I just redid everything. And that's when I started to realize what I wanted to do. And when I started to create a real game plan, bro, I think that's when I realized, I was like, you know what? Maybe it's best if I just stop.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's best if we just start over. And I think that's where it was, bro, is that it's best that I just start over. And I think that was one of the biggest things is like, why not just start over? It's okay. And I remember bringing that up, man. Like, and everybody be like, that's the stupidest thing that you've ever done, or don't do that. That's stupid. And it's like, why, bro? Like, why is it so stupid to start over? You know what I mean? Like, it's not serving me a purpose no more. I'm bigger than it. You know what I mean? I'm outgrowing it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not there no more. You know what I mean? Like, I want more from it, and I want to take it to the next level, but I don't want to take this to the next level. Mm. You know? And I kept asking, and I kept looking for guidance, man. And to be honest with you, I just honestly just prayed on it. You know what I mean? Like, I really just prayed on it. And I just asked God, like, what the, like, and I said it just like this, man, because I know a lot of people, when they talk to God, man, they come as humble as possible, and they talk nice and stuff like that. Man, I tell you right now, my relationship with God, bro, my relationship with God is my relationship with you. You feel me? And I came to God and I said, God, what the fuck you give me this gift for, man, if I don't know what I'm supposed to do with it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this, man? Like, where you want me to take this? Where am I supposed to go? And I kept praying on it. I kept praying on it. And I finally said, the one thing that keeps going in your mind, dog, is the fact that you want to walk away from the show.
Yeah.
You want to stop. You want to stop doing Meech Speaks, bro. Like, you want to do something with somebody else. You want to take it to the next level. You know exactly what you want to talk about. You don't want to do this no more. You don't want to be here no more. And it's like, why don't you just say that?
And I
bring that up, bro, because it's like, a motherfucker stay at a dead-end job knowing damn well that they don't want to fucking be there no more. They don't want to fucking be there no more, but they going to fucking stay there because they've been there for 10 fucking years. They going to stay with a raggedy motherfucker their whole life because they got kids together, because they've been with the person for so long, but they don't love them no more. You know what I mean? They going to stay in that dead-end fucking town for fucking who knows how long, but they spirit been gone. And each time I showed up on the show, I knew that this could have been something better, but I want to start over. I want to start over, and I want to start over, and I want to do it right. And that's why I can't stress this enough, man. Like, it's okay to just give new a chance. You know what I mean? It's okay to have those growing pains. You can't use the experience that you gain in the same fucking situation. You know what I mean? Like, you can't use these new fucking you can't use these new tactics that you gained from your previous relationship if you still in your previous relationship.
No.
You know, you can't create boundaries if you're still in the place where they constantly keep crossing your boundaries.
Absolutely.
And that was the biggest thing, man. It's like, dog, like, if I'm telling everybody to do these things, then why don't I just do it? And I looked at the board, I erased everything off of it, erased the title, bro, and I called you up and I said, we need to get a show together. We need to get a show together. And I was like, we're going to start it from the very beginning. And as we built it, that's when I realized we're in the right direction. And it gave me, when I realized, that's another thing, man. Like when you surround yourself around people that believe in something as much as you believe in it, it reaffirms exactly the direction that you're going. And it really helped that you believed in this just as much as I believed into this. Because I'll tell you right now, like if you didn't believe in it, then I wasn't going to leave. You know what I mean? Because I might be going in the wrong direction, but you believed in it just as much as I believed in it. And that reaffirmed everything. And that's when I was just like, I want this to go to the next level.
Yeah. You know, bro, I remember I had a professor and he told me, and this stuck with me all my life. This is my bachelor's degree. He literally said, intro to something else, but it was an intro class. And I remember he said, live your life like a book. He is like, think about the best books. He is like, the best books are not always the books with the chapters in there that are all the same. It's that chapter that comes after that wows the fuck out of you. And you'd be like, oh my God, I didn't see that coming. So they were like, don't be afraid to try new things. Don't be afraid to start over, but let every new chapter in your life be something bizarre. You only live once. The only time you lose is when you fucking exit out of this place. But literally live and die empty. Where they was like, whatever you want to fucking do, do it. And like I said, just it resonates with me where if we're looking at our chapters right now, if we all are books and we're looking at our chapters, can you literally say, I was happy with my last chapter? You know what I mean? Or I'm going to settle for my next chapter. So like you said, bro, I think everything that you've been saying, especially that last part, is just one, trust, like you said, trust new. It's okay. It's so when you're exposed to new, it's only two things that can happen. One, either you love it, or two, either it's some type of rejection, but rejection is just a redirection. So it's not a fail. So it's like, literally try it. See if you don't like it. Hey, what the fuck do you got to lose? You could just go back to how it was. Like you said, you easily could have been like, you know what? I'm just going back to me speech. This shit ain't work. Fuck it. But the fact that you tried something new and you stepped out, I think everybody that's listening, I hope and I challenge every last one of you to just try something that you've been wanting to try and see how it turns out. Stop giving a fuck about what everybody thinks, because don't nobody opinion fucking matter. Everybody got one. Stop living for that and literally just try something new.
100%, man. Like, and I think that's one of the biggest things, man, is that I can't stress it enough, dude. Like, you won't know unless you try. You know what I mean? Like, you won't know if it'll work unless you try. And I knew
that's the oldest something. Not to cut you off. That's the oldest fucking thing that they told us back in the day, but that's the truest shit you just said. You won't know unless you fucking try. But go ahead, bro. Like, when you say that,
try.
Yeah, and you'd be like, yeah, okay, but no, it's so fucking true. But go ahead,
bro. It's true, bro. Like you won't know unless you try, man. Like, and that's so wild, bro. You know what I mean? Because it's like motherfuckers will sit there and be like, well, I don't know, you know, if I'm gonna like it. Well, you don't know. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know. And I'm like, fuck it, bro. Like, and then and I think one of the biggest things is like, bro, like a lot of people like follow me for my content. You know what I mean? Like on social media.
Yeah.
It wasn't a lot of people that actually like, you know, a lot of people like fucked with the podcast, but it wasn't as many people as people may have assumed. You know what I mean? And that was something that I also took into consideration, is that I was just so spread out, bro, going into different directions with everything, that so many things just didn't get the attention that they deserved. And I think that sometimes, like, you know, rather than, because think about it like this, man. Imagine being with somebody and you in a relationship with them, you know what I mean? And y'all throughout, like, so many years, y'all have been fucking the relationship up, and now y'all want to get yourselves together, but the damage is already done. You know what I mean? Y'all may have grown, y'all may have healed, but the damage is done. And I think that was a lot of where I was thinking about, bro. Like, I was just thinking, like, Well, why don't you just start a podcast, focus on that podcast, grow that podcast, and give that podcast the attention that it deserves? Because now you know exactly what you want to do. And I was like, shit, man, like, why don't I just do that? Why don't I just say fuck it and just do it?
No. Can I ask you something, bro? And please don't take no disrespect to it, but I'm just curious for myself. This is a personal question. Did you know that? All right, how can I word it? Was coming healed into this new podcast, because when I hear you talk about all the old podcasts and stuff, like, it sounded like you were in a place where it was a lot of pieces of you that wasn't healed yet. And coming into this new podcast, you done all the work, you done all the framework, you identified the areas that you need to improve, you identified your triggers, and you still know how to manage them when they come, like they never disappear. But was that something that you planned to do? Like, did you plan to heal before you started something new, or did it just like happen that way?
It just happened, bro. Like, I didn't even realize that's I was real. Healed until we... I didn't even realize how much I had healed until, man, I think, honestly, while we were building. You know what I mean? Like, okay. I think that was really one of the things. I think as we sat back and started to have the conversations, you know, I didn't even realize how much I actually had healed or if I did heal. You know what I mean, bro? Like, when I sit back and I listen to my older episodes, bro, it's like, it's a wild thing to realize that I had went through that. And to realize that I was healing in the episode, and I would just get through it. So we would have these conversations, and I would just have a different emotional standpoint from it. I would have a different response to it. It didn't hit me the way that I thought it would. And I think to answer your question, bro, like, honestly, man, like, I came into this podcast, and I did not realize that I had healed. You know what I mean? And when I did heal, and I think it was probably like our second or third episode, and I was just like, damn, man, like, we really like I'm like, whoa, Demetrius, like, you said that, that's where you stand now,
right?
You know what I mean? A year ago, that's not how you felt. So to answer your question, like, I came into this and I had no idea how much I actually healed,
bro. One of the things I want to give you your flowers for, man, is, and I'm not just saying this because I'm your co-host, I'm being authentic, and I would not have been your co-host if it wasn't this. And this is just me being real. Bro, your ability to be vulnerable, you don't see it. We live in this fucking cookie-cutter world that literally fake that they're rich. They fake that they got it all going on. This was one of my most, like, this is probably one of my favorite podcast episodes, bro, because you don't see this type of vulnerability, let alone in a man, but in a black person, in a person, period, on the internet, because there's so many people that want to show that they got it together. You could have came on here like, yeah, we got sponsorships for Talking Crazy, so that's why I left, because the bag was bigger. Bro, you're literally being as authentic as you can. And like I said, I admire that, bro, because like I said, it's so fucking hard to do off camera. The fact that you're doing it here, I know you're helping a listener right now. It's somebody listening right now that's like, me just saving my life. You know what I mean? Because not a lot of people, bro, in therapy, when I tell somebody, like, no, a lot of people go through that. That helps tremendously. And what you're sharing, bro, I don't even think you realize how much you're helping somebody right now get over that hump, that want to give up, but you seen light at the end of the tunnel. Or somebody that's literally like, hey, maybe my gift ain't good enough, and that's why it's not working out. Like, the fact that you told them, like, no, just restart it, just rebrand it, just rethink it, just try again, bro. I don't think you even know right now how fucking impactful that is. And I challenge you, bro, after this episode, to go back and listen to this one again, because I guarantee somebody reaches out to you, because you don't know how fucking impactful that is. It helps me, because a lot of times I feel like, all right, I got to push my issues to the back burner, because as a therapist, I got to go help everybody else. You know what I mean? So the fact that you can tell me, like, no, I do, like, you know, it's not that often we both can be like, no, bro, I'm fucked up. I'm having a downtown right now. So, bro, I just want to give you your flowers, because I honestly, I feel something in my heart right now that I know you're helping somebody, because I know so many people that come to therapy that battle and that goes through the same shit that you just described, bro, and would never tell a soul. So the fact that you did it, bro, I just give you your fucking flowers, man. You're amazing, bro, honestly.
Man, I appreciate that, bro, man. And to be honest with you, bro, when I started podcasting, I had no intention of helping nobody. You know what I mean? And I keep it a buck with you. I had no intention of helping nobody when I first started podcasting, bro.
No.
I had intentions
of trying to help yourself.
I was trying to help myself, bro. Both financially and fucking goddamn. It's like, I just keep it a buck, man. Like, I came into the scenario, man, with the idea that, like, you know, this will boost my speaking career. I did not realize that people really would resonate with what I was saying, man. Like, I had no idea. And it would really come full circle when people would come up to me and they'd be like, "Meech, man, I heard that episode, man, and you don't understand, man. That resonated with me." And I was like, "This, bro, I was trying to fucking kill myself on that episode. Like, that's wild. That's wild that you said that. You know what I mean?" Or they'd be like this, like, "Meech, man, like, you don't even understand, like, that episode, man, like..." Oh, go ahead.
Not to cut you off, bro. It's not wild, because they were too. And that's why your gift is your gift, bro. Because you have... Sometimes we look at the aha moments of our gifts. Like, oh, he can speak. That's really well. But, bro, that's just a little portion of your gift. Your other gift is courage. Your other gift is vulnerability. Your other gift is making somebody be able to relate to you because you're vulnerable with your story, bro. So... he's thinking about killing himself too. The fact that you're talking and he's, bro, if you would have stopped and God forbid you ever would have went through with it, somebody would have been waiting for that next episode. Like, your episodes was keeping people alive and they still are, bro. So not to cut you off, but bro, the reason they resonate with your stuff because it's fucking real. You're not faking it. You're actually, they're in the process with you. That's not happening on a lot of these shows, bro. You got people up here talking about gurus and telling people what to do and what not to do. You're literally in the storm with them. We both are. Like, we're never ones to say, oh, you should do this. No, we have fucked up days, too. We have bad days, too. We have days where we want to quit. Suicide does cross the mind. You do cry a lot. I do cry a lot. It's a lot of shit that comes along with this shit called life that people don't talk about. And the only difference with us is we're just going to keep trying and hold each other accountable.
100%, man. And I think that was one of the biggest things, man, is like, I think one of the biggest things that this show taught me, podcasting taught me, and, you know, Extraordinary Thoughts taught me was that it taught me a certain level of responsibility. You know what I mean? Like, it really made me get my shit together because of how many people were looking at me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, fuck, bro. Like, people are really looking at me, like, and holding me to a high regard, bro. Like, and it's like, I didn't want to let them down by not meeting that expectation. So I started to hold myself to a high regard, bro. And it made me really, like, step in. It really started making me take myself serious. And when I say that, man, like, I'm not saying in the sense of I care so much of what people thought of me.
No.
But I respected what people thought of me.
No, your image brought a different level of responsibility. You know what I mean? Like, not to just go off haywire, but for NBA players, when they be like, I should be able to do. A lot of times you have an image where little kids want to be like you, like the Ja Morant, you know, situation where did he do something wrong? Absolutely not. But for him to be in that image, he has a different responsibility. And it's the same for you for podcasting, bro, because so many people look at you at a high standard, not saying don't be yourself. But, you know, it's one of those where you can't react. And that's why I literally said you got to be less accessible and you got to literally cut out any form of toxicity, because people are going to try you just to get a reaction because of who you are. They're going to be like, oh, that's the dude that, you know, he got all the followers. He speaks. He think he's so... they're going to come at you differently than they would a normal person.
Bro, I tell you right now, man, like, starting Meech Speaks, man, and becoming Meech Speaks, bro, I couldn't act a certain way like how I used to. You know what I mean? Like, and there was pieces of me that would miss that. You know what I mean? It would be pieces of me that miss that, man, where I would have to take the... let me phrase that. It would be moments where I wanted to handle it a certain way, but then I had to remember where I was and who I was now. And I had to check myself. Because people would see me, man, and they'd be like, oh, well, you missed your motivation and stuff like that. And I was like, bro, I'm a whole fucking thug out here, man. Like, you don't even understand. You really don't even understand. Yeah. And I was just like, bro, like, stop playing with your gift that God gave you, dog. Like, this is the reason why you're not going to take it to the next level, because you don't want to let go of who you used to be.
Yeah.
And it definitely put me in that perspective.
Yeah. And I think a lot of us have to do that, bro. When we reach a certain status, it's not being soft. It's not being scared. It's not having an ego. It's not trying to be the biggest or the baddest. But sometimes we got to realize that our title and who we are now won't even tolerate. Like, who you are now won't even tolerate arguing or debating with somebody of a lower status because of how much weight you hold now.
100%, man.
Your name gets you in rooms that they could never get in, just your name alone. So the fact that you were even thinking about arguing with them, it's not even worth it.
I completely agree, man. And I think that was one of the biggest things, you know, just, I think that's just really one of the biggest things with this, man, is that this podcast really helped me unlock a different version of myself. You know, it really helped me unlock a different version of myself. And I cannot stress that enough, how thankful for that I am. Like, I'm really just thankful for it.
So, bro, I got a question for you. One of my questions is, what's something that you want listeners to listen to for the ones that may say, you know what, me speaks is all I needed. I don't want to go to talking crazy. Or for the ones that's like, hey, I am going to go to talking crazy. What's one thing that you really want to let your fan base know, bro, and the listeners know? Like, your overall experience, like, what's one thing that you would like to tell them, bro?
That's a good ass question. I ain't gonna lie. That's a good ass question. Talking Crazy is the first podcast that I've ever really listened to. I'm not even about to lie to you. I know that may sound biased. You know what I mean? But Talking Crazy is really one of the first podcasts that I've ever listened to. Have I heard podcasts before? Absolutely. But I'll listen and cut that shit off, man, because I always felt like they weren't talking about anything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Talking Crazy, I'm a fan of the podcast, you know, and I'm a fan of the podcast because that podcast is what I have been striving to get Meech Speaks, to get Extraordinary Thoughts, to get The Real, The Raw, The True, to get fucking Extraordinary Thoughts for the Ordinary Mind first, and then Motivation for the Wanderer. So I've been trying to get to there. You know what I mean? I've been drawing it, trying to get it to that exact same spot, and I could never get it. I could never get it, bro. Like, and it was so frustrating, man, because it was just like, I know I got something. I know we got something. And it's like, why can't I get this? Yeah. And to finally get it, man. Like, to finally get it, man. Like, I can't stress this enough, man. Like, for those who haven't checked out the podcast, who haven't heard of Talking Crazy, you ain't gonna never find a podcast where you see two gentlemen that's going through it or was that just overcame it talk about these subjects in the way that we talking about them. You know what I mean? And if you truly did, like, you know, for those who were with me from day one, man, like, this is exactly where I had been talking about going for so long, and we're finally here. You know what I mean? Like, we're finally here, and I can't stress that enough. Like, we're finally here. You know, so as we share this podcast with everybody, you know, understand that this podcast, man, I know it means a lot to me, and I know it means a lot to you, and we're just happy to be able to share it. So it's definitely one of those moments where it's just like, bro, I can't stress it enough, man. But if you like Meech Speaks, you would definitely love this show.
No, that's amazing, bro. And then my next thing would just be, can you kind of speak to, and you kind of touched on it before, bro, but I just want to clarify one more time. Can you kind of speak, bro, to like your emotions with ending Meech speaks, like, you know, with this being the last episode, what emotions are you feeling right now? Now that we're into the show a little bit and it's coming to a close after having something that saved your life, you know, how, what emotions are you feeling now, bro? And how, what kind of thoughts come to mind?
To be honest with you, man, like, I think, I feel like I was at a funeral. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, you know, like a part of me, you know, like, is dying, you know? And initially, bro, like, if you think about it, like, I didn't run and go do a last episode to Meech Speaks.
No.
I just left it open. You know what I mean? Like, and I had a real bad tendency of just starting something and never closing it out. I just left it open.
Okay.
And I did that with the Not So Meritorious podcast, where I just left it open.
Gotcha. You know?
And I felt like the reason why I leave things open like that is because I don't want to say goodbye. And if I would have did a final episode, then that's me saying goodbye. And I don't think that I was ready to say goodbye. And I'm saying, to me, bro, like, you know, like, to everybody else is probably thinking like, oh, it's just a podcast. But to me, I'm saying goodbye to, I'm saying goodbye to, like, years of myself.
Absolutely. You know what
I mean? Like, I'm saying goodbye to me at my worst spaces. You know what I mean? Like, I'm saying goodbye to me at some of my happiest moments, you know? And to say goodbye was a very hard thing for me to do. So I just left it open. And I was just like, you know, it's not goodbye because I haven't closed it out.
No.
And I sat back and I thought, bro, like, well, I want to close it out. You know what I mean? Like, I do want to close it out. And I want to close that chapter out. And I want to give myself that closure. You know what I mean? So, like, walking into the scenario, bro, like, I'll tell you right now, like, it, you know, it, I am sad. I am. You know what I mean? Like, and I know somebody would be like this, oh, well, you know, this is supposed to be a joyous moment because you close one chapter and then you're going to open up. And no, bro, like, I'm really closing something out. I'm sad. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's it.
Bro, I love that. And I don't think, and I, bro, I have so many people come to life coaching for this. And I don't think this is talked about enough. And I do think we need to do a podcast or something on closing a passion, because think about so many people that last high school game, last college basketball game, football game, soccer game, tennis game, anything that you ever play, when it's your last game and you're realizing this chapter of your life is over, it hits you differently, like emotionally. You have ties to it that you never really think about. Like, you know, all right, my senior year, I got 20 more games, so I'm going to be good. But when you get to that 19th game, it's something about that last game that hits you. And like you said, I think it's the same in the podcast world, where when you're closing on that last episode, it's almost something that, like you said, a piece of you didn't stay up. You didn't share your feelings. It's a different emotional tie to it that I don't think that it should be looked at lightly. You know what I mean? I think anybody can resonate with closing out on a passion. We all had to give up something at some point, and it never really resonates with us until we're triggered by something. So, bro, I think the fact that you're being vulnerable with the world, the way you came in, I think that is amazing, bro.
Man, I appreciate that, bro, man. It means a lot, man, because just like what I said, bro, like, I did not walk in this moment and say, like, well, it's for the greater good, or it's for, like, nah, bro, like, damn, like, you know you got to do that. You know you're going to have to close this up. You see what I'm saying? And you owe it, let me rephrase that, you respected that podcast enough to do this. You see what I'm saying? Like, this ain't some project that you did and then you can just leave it out there into the open. Like, no, bro, you started this podcast. You need to close this podcast out. And that was the biggest, that was the hardest part, because it was like, you need to close it out.
That's big, bro. That's so big. That's so big, bro.
But with that being said, man, I think we can come to a close, dog.
I think so too, man. Like I said, bro, I want to give you flowers again, bro, from me. And I know a lot of people are feeling this, bro. We thank you for what you added in that space. We thank you for what you provided to us, because I was a listener of Meat Speaks and I was also a guest, bro. And we thank you for everything that you poured into us, bro. And I'm pretty sure it's a lot of people listening that feels the same way. And we didn't have people write in when they kind of realized, because the word got out that this would be kind of the last episode, bro. So everybody, just want to tell you thank you. You've been amazing. You've been nothing short of amazing, bro. What you thought was just a throwaway was actually helping a lot of us, bro. So we just appreciate you so much. We love you so much, bro. We thank you so much. And we look forward to all the great things that you got to that's ahead of you, bro. And not just with our show, but with everything else aligned in your steps, bro. But like I said, from me and from all your followers around the world, bro, we just thank you so much. And like I said, we can't put into words of how much you helped so many of us, bro. So thank you.
I appreciate that, man. All right. I guess this is the last intro, the last outro. And just like that, another extraordinary thought left this ordinary mind. I hope you enjoyed this episode half as much as I enjoyed making it. Do me a favor, all right? Now, if you were a fan of the Meat Speaks podcast or Extraordinary Thoughts or Motivation for the Wandering Soul or The Real, The Raw, The True, or just any of the podcasts that Meat Speaks has been a part of, do me a favor, head on over to the Talking Crazy podcast, where a United States Marine and a clinical psychologist have some of the conversations that will relate to mental health, emotional health, and what it means to be human. Also, stay tuned every Wednesday for a new episode of the Talking Crazy podcast. Stay motivated, stay hungry.